Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is December the 22nd and our Bible reading portion is from the first epistle of John, chapters 1 to 3. Understand our position and privileges as God's children. We read in 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 to 3 like this. The words of Apostle John. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has his hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. After changing his narrative of God as a light to God as our Heavenly Father, Apostle John explains what is necessary for us as children to have fellowship with our Heavenly Father. In fact, John is amazed thinking about God's love that regenerates a sinful person who receives Him by faith and gives him or her the privilege of being His child. For we read in the Gospel of John chapter 1 verses 12 and 13 like this. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of the man, but of God. We need to pause and take a look at God's precious love that has admitted us into the family of God. His love could have saved us without making us His children. But the manner of God's love is revealed in the fact that He has made us His children who are equipped with all the privileges of this position. We are now His children by virtue of being born of Him. However, the world does not recognize us as God's children, just like the world did not recognize our Lord Jesus when He was here on the earth. For we read in the Gospel of John again, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11 like this, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. He was in the world, and the world was made through Him, and the world did not know Him. He came to His own, and His own did not receive Him. Our relationship to Jesus as His children will make the world react towards us in the same manner as they did towards our Lord Jesus Christ. What we can look forward to is that when Jesus returns to this earth, we shall be totally transformed into His likeness, and this process has already begun in our lives. As we read the words of Apostle Paul penned in the second epistle of Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18 like this. We all are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Though we do not know all the specifics of our future existence, we do know that we will have a body like Christ. For we read in Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21 like this, the words of Apostle Paul. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious body. The prospect of being transformed or glorified into the likeness of Christ should motivate us to live righteously. We can distill two important truths from this passage. We do not reach our final state of glory until Christ is revealed, and the anticipation of this grand event should produce in us a desire for personal purity. For we read in Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 like this, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. As we anticipate seeing and knowing Jesus Christ fully one day, we should purify ourselves with His blood every day. Let us look forward to seeing Christ soon and make a difference by how we live every day. This eager expectation should motivate us to keep our hearts from sinful distractions and make us more like Jesus every moment. We should be more ready to forgive, seek forgiveness, and share God's unconditional love with others. Let us understand our position and privileges as God's children and strive to be pure so that we can readily receive Christ when He returns. For we read in Psalms 24 verses 3 to 5 like this. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.